Ayin Beis Amad Beis, Erech, 15 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanon, Bamzeiri, Unesini, Tahirim, Laosid Love. Laosid Love, Mamzeiri, Unesini, Matoya. Divre Rabbi Yaisi. Ameyer Eimer, Ein Tahirim, and not Tahirim. Omar Le Rabbi Yaisi. Aloi kvar nemar vizorakti aleichem maim tahirim utahartem. How could you say the memzeiri nesinim ana toher vizahav toche vizorakti aleichem maim tahirim utahartem. Om aloi rab meyer shu aimer, let's look further what it says in the posik. Shu aimer mikol tumei seichem umikol gulgulaychem v'loi min hamemzeiris. It's this pasuk, "V'zarakti aleichem ma'im tahirim," is speaking about mikol to meisechem, mikol gul aleichem, but mamzeres, or the mamzerim will not become tahir. Amalei Rabbi Yosik sheimer atayr eschem. Good. It says further, atayr eschem. Eschem is going on the person alone. So that already means that Rabbein Shalom will be metayr the psula. So we have here a machlekes. We'll soon see the Ran Bezer Hashem to understand better this machlekes. But we have here a machlekes. If Lossed Lavoi, if the Mamzerim and the Sinim are going to become Toyer, Rabbi Yosi holds from Atayr Eschem, I learn how that they'll become Toyer, and Rameya disagrees. So the Gemara says, Bishlam el Rameya. According to Rameya, Hainu Dachsi V'yoshav Mamzer Ba'ashtoit. He says that there'll be Mamzerim in Ashtoit, and there'll be Mufrish from Klal Yisrael, and there'll be, the Mamzerim will be in Amokei Miyuchet. They shouldn't mingle with the Bnei Yisrael. El el Rab, Yaisi Mai V'yoshav Mamzer Ba'ashtoit. You say, Asidim Mamzerim Litoya. So, what's going to be the Mamzerim going to be in Ashtoi? So, the Gemara says, Kedimetargim Rabbi Yosef, Yasvun Beis Yisrael Leroychatzon Ba'arahim, that Klal Yisrael will sit Betvetach, Bishalve, in Eretz Yisrael, Davudomu Bo'al Enuchoi. That means, till now, the Radak says pshat that mamzer zaloshin kemoizo. That means till now, even though Ashtoit is a chelik of Eretz Yisrael, but was under the shlita of the plishtim, and now laosid lavoi, the klal Yisrael who were till now kemoizorim, and they were unable to live peacefully in Ashtoit. So now they're going to live in Ashtoit. So it's not going on Mamzerim. It's going on Klal Yisrael, which are Kemoi Zorim. That means till now they were equivalent to strangers. They were not capable of living in Ashtoit. Now they live in Ashtoit. Omar Rav Yehuda Mashmul Halacha Kerab Yaisi. We pass on like Rav Yaisi, that what? That Mamzerim Unesirim Tahirim Laosid Love. Omar Rav Yaisi, he loved the Omar Rav Yehuda Mashmul Halacha Kerab Yaisi. If Rav Yehuda Mashmul would not have passed on like Rav Yaisi, have a Ose Elio, when Elio would have come, Mapik Minon Svorni Tzavroni Kailorin. He would reish tiker avek chaburis from Klal Yisrael. But now that we pass can let Rabbi Yosi, so memele, so Baruch Hashem, he says, the mamzerim of Klal Yisrael will be toil. He will not tear away whole chaburis from mishpachis of Klal Yisrael. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, v'yoshev mamzer ba'ashtoit, Yibodlu hamamzeirim ehem. That's how the Gemara understood, according to Rameya, the Mamzerim will be separated, V'yosh will be Fnei Atzmom, and they'll be situated in the B'myuchad in Ashtoi. But according to Rabbi Yossi, that I see the Mamzerim Litoyer, so what do you do with this Pasuk? So he says, Yesvun Beis Yisrael L'Roichetzon, Targum Shel V'yosha. V'yosha means that they'll be living there, B'betochen, B'shalve. That's the Taitcha V'yosha. Tahavidom Yimbo L'Nuchoy, Targum Shel Mamza. That's the Taitcha Mamza, Bachikoma. V'yosha V'om, the nation, Shahoya Minuka Migvul Arzai, they were like Zorim from their own Eretz, the Migvul Arzai. Vinitrat, and they were chased away Kimamza. That means they never were able to live peacefully in Ashtai. Is now they'll be Vyosvu L'Roichatzon, now they'll be B'Ashtai. Gamu Migvul Eretz Yisrael. Ashtai is a chelik of Eretz Yisrael. V'yeshua chilko lehem. Af al pi shalei nichvisho v'yomav. It wasn't conquered by Mei Yeshua, but Ashtai, it was divided for the Bnei Yisrael. Kedachsiv, it says in the Pasuk, they told Yeshua, Ato zakanta bosa v'yomim. Boretz nishora harbe miyoid l'rishto. There is a lot of Eretz Yisrael that as yet was not conquered. Kachoshi v'ozul chameishas alnei plishtim v'azdi v'ashtoidi. Now, Rabbi Yosef had said, if it wouldn't have been for Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul, that paskin that Rabbi Yosef, so when Eliyahu HaNavi would come, would take tzavroni, tzavroni. What's the type tzavroni? Chabureis, chabureis. That he would tear away a multitude of chaburis from the mishpachas of Klal Yisrael. Lishna achinis, Rashi did not have agir, say, kailorin, kailorin. Kailorin also means chaburis. V'hu loshin, maise v'kailor, shav neyodam, a chabura from neyodam, v'saif yevom. Now, in order to understand what we've been learning, let us see the Ran. B'dafei horif, this is the aflamed amadalot. Then we'll see there's a machlokes harishonim, how to understand the sugya. The Ran is on the bottom of the Amud, the Dibur HaMaschol Tana Rabbonim. They brings down the whole Gemara we had learned. But let us learn four lines from the bottom. The Kosovo Rambanzal, the Hodisnan. The Ramban here, Amir de Kekasha. He says, here we paskin like Rabbi Yosi, that, asidim, that, mamzerim and asinim, tahirim losid lovoi. Because of Ramban's all we had before, and this is a mission in the Diaz, the hodis nan kigain elu, eliyo bo letamei, uletayer, lerachei kolakarim. That means the Gemara mentions there are certain mishpoches that we know clearly that the takim amzeirim, the kirvon bizroya, or richekon bizroya, that means that through force they were pushed into Klal Yisrael, but we know that they're psulim. So that the Mishnah says, kegoin elu, those who we know are psulim, is Eliyahu bo letame. He'll be metame them. He'll be merachik them. Letayr lekarev means those who richekon bezroya, that they were, the alaz was set on them, that they're psulim, so Eliyahu be mekarev them, metayr them. So now the Ramban had a problem. He says, here it says that nesinim and mabzeirim are going to be tohirim. So how does the shtim that Eliyahu is going to be mitame them? We just said that we passed the light Rabbi Yosi. So the Ramban says, Amir de Kemalach, Mishum Psulei Avdis Bechalolus Kolo. That what the Gemara says, the Mishnah, what the Mishnah says in Idyas, that will be Merachek Metame, is not speaking about Mamzerim and the Sinim. It's speaking about Avodim, Avodim Knanim, V'chalolis Kama. Avodim Lefisha Einom Mechlal Yisrael. V'chlal not Yidin. V'chayra, we have a raya from this Ramban, we mentioned the Chakire and the Achayinim, Lefik Maginim, Reuven, if an Abiknani is a Yid, not only the Shibud Avdes is Mavkiya, he's not Chayiv in all mitzvahs, or if he's not a Yid. Here we see Klal from the Ramban, and Abiknani is not a Yid. So, Lefi She'inam Michlal Yisrael, they're not Yidin. So, those who are not Yidin, lost in love, will also not be Yidin. They're not Yidin, finished. So, Memele, so if they were Kirvon Bezraya, they were brought in forcefully into Klal Yisrael. So, Eliyo will be mavdo them. That's Letame. Lerachek is going on Mechalolim, on Chalolim. Lefisha Metair Shevet Levi. Eliyo will be Metair Shevet Levi, and he'll separate the Chalolim. And there, Vein and Nitcha Mikol, that means these are Yidin. They're Baita Mutta Lovay Vikol. They're not Mutta Lekahanim. So that means Eliyo and Novi will take care of Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael should be intact. That means the Mamzerim will become Toyer, the Nesinim will become Toyer, and Avodim is going to be Metamei, because Avodim are not from Klal Yisrael. The Chalolim, he's not taking them out of Klal Yisrael. The Chalolim, the Mutalovi, because they're also the Kahane. Upsul Avdis, Kori Tume, Upsul Kohune, Kori Richo, Kedamrinin, Virichaku, Bnei Mishpachto, Akehanim, Shoimim, Lerachek, Avoloi, Lekarek, Avol Psul, Mamzeres, Unesines, but these Psulim, of Mamzeres and the sins which we have here, Machloikis, Rabbi Yosi and Ramei, or Ifseke Hilchasek Rabbi Yosi. The Omar Shehem Tahirin Lossed Lovoi. The Mamzer, Rabbi Yosi said Mamzer Matoi Lossed Lovoi. Umashme Afilu be you doing. That Rabbi Yosi is speaking about, we know Klo, that this person is a Mamzer. And the Osi the Kaddish Baruch Hu Taro. The Ilo Oison Shenitmu, if we're speaking about the Mamzerim Shenitmu, that they mingled in Klal Yisrael, and we don't know who they are, so Hashtanami Tairan, hey, we just learned Mishpocha Shenitmo Nitmo, a Mishpocha that they mingled in Psulim, so it's Nitmo, Shafila Yaidim Bem, Einim Idim Bem, Afilu, one knows, Ayachid knows that they're Psulim, he's not alive, he's not Meir. Lefishem Tairim Mina Tairim. So Mamela, if we're speaking about over here that Zerak Lechem Maim Toirim and the Rebbein Shlom will be Metayer, so we're speaking about the Mamzerim who we know that they are Mamzerim. V'chein Mashme Kol Asugye, the Ramei and Rabbi Yosi Lav B'Mishpoche Shenitmo Pli. You're not speaking about a Mishpoche Shenitmo. Ela Mishpoche Shenitmo Nitmo Divrei Hakol. That's a Dover Muskim. If they're mingled in the Mishpoche Psulim, so that's it. So it's kosher, nitmo, nitmo. Uplaktayu de Rabbi Yosi ve Rameya be yiduini. The machlokes Rabbi Yosi Rameya is, I know klo that he's a mamzer. Vahainu de makshinon umetartinon ve yoshev mamzer ba'ashtoi. He says, the Gemara asked Akasha, the posik says, ve yoshev mamzer ba'ashtoi. They asked this kasha to Rabbi Yosi, so there'll be mamzerim in Ashdod. So what's the kasha? I mean, Avadi mamzer takel be in Ashdod. What's your problem? So vayis nachoyis, Rabbi Yosi was matter Avadi mamzerim. So that was a mess kasha. So what? So how are you going to be mavdo mamzerim b'Ashdod? Mamzerim are going to become mutter. V'tameini. So this is the Shitas HaRamban, that La'aloche, La'osed Lovoy, the Mamzerim, and the Nesinim will become Mutter. Only the Avodim that are not Beklal Yisrael, Elio, will tell us who the Avodim are. We know what Avodim are. Mashpoche Shanitma Nitma, the Avodim and the Chalolim, that will be the Elio being Merachek Mekaret. The Tameini, so the Ran asks, he the Omar Rabbi Yosef, he loved the Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Mashmul Alochi, Rabbi Yosef. He said, if it wouldn't have been for this psak, so Elio would have come and taken away chaburis. Mashme de pluktayu b'sheinam yeduin. They're speaking about einim yeduin. The ibi yeduin, if we're speaking about yeduin, so my also lashmin. So what is Rabbi Yosef saying? Rabbi Yosef is saying, yeah, well, that's the machlokes. Rabbi Yosef said that, amzeirim yeduim amuta. So Rabbi Yosef said, well, it wouldn't be for Rabbi Yosef, Elio would take away the amzeirim yeduim. I mean, that's what he said. What are you being moisif? Veichi shayich lemeima mapik minon. If he's speaking about amzeirim yeduim, so we know that amzeirim, watch that, Elio will take away from us. That means he'll tear away from us groups of people. Mamzer Yedu, what's that? Mapik Minon? We always knew that they're Mamzer. We knew all the time they're Mamzer. Elavadai Mashme, Vilarabmeya, Yobe Eliyovi, Yipsel Oysan Shemer Zokim Etleinu Vahashem. Faker, the only speaking about Mishpoche Shanitmo Nitmo. And that's what Ramey is saying. So Kozman it's Nitmo, it's good. Eliyonov is going to come and he's going to tell us who the Mamzeirim are. So finish. So you'll have from every Mishpoch, you'll have torn out from Mishpoches, big chalakim of the Mishpoches. Eliyonov is going to say who the Psulim are. Ubevadai the Kivin Shein Becheskas Kashris. Since the Mishpoch is still Anitmoa Becheskes Kashis Ahabe Mitmoim Behem. There are a lot of people mingled with these Mishpoches, and now Leonov is going to come and he's going to tear away Chaburis, according to Rameya, Chaburis of Mishpoches, which till now we were under the impression they're all Sheirim. Omaidom Rinen, Mishloimel Rameya, Hainu Dersiv, V'yoshav mamzer b'yashtoi. According to, and that's shot in this Gemara. V'yoshav mamzer b'yashtoi. That was the v'odam rinen b'shloimer ramei haindersi v'yoshav mamzer b'yashtoi. Hochi kamrin. So l'chayre the Ramban asked, if you say the only speaking about mishpoches and nitmo, but the vadim amzeirim, it will be also lost in lovoi. So what's the kasha of yoshev mamzer b'yashtoi? Hachi kamrin. Bishloim alarameya. The Gemara means to say like this. Haynu the kamagalin lanko. Sheliyo yipsol hamarzokim etzleinu b'kashri. That's what the pasuk is telling us. Now, when Eliyo is going to come, there's going to be all of a sudden, Ashtoid is going to be, there's going to be a large population in Ashtoid because Eliyo is going to tell us who all the Mamzerim are, and Ashtoid will have a multitude of Mamzerim there, the Abdilim. So that's what the Pasuk is going to tell us, that Ashtoid will now be a center of Mamzerim. Elo l'Rabbi Yosi, but according to Rabbi Yosi, Arei Murzokim b'ksheirim yenichim b'cheskosa. According to Rabbi Yosi, those who are musik b'kashres yenichim b'cheskosa. He's going to leave them. Ula Murzokim achshav b'psulim, and those who we know that are posul kolomali. So why do you need a posik? That was the Gemara's kashe on Rabbi Yosi. According to you, Rabbi Yosi, so the Murzokim b'kashres are going to remain kashim. You say mishpoches and nitmo, nitmo. And those who we know are apostles, so v'shteitzach, they'll be separated. Kolomali. The pshita, the mitzvahs la yove sinigli maisa Mashiach. Kedar shinei agis achshav. So what is the pasuk telling us that there'll be mamzerim vashze? Mashteitzach, if we know of these mamzerim, the vuzicha separate them. So memele, so therefore, the Ran says that the whole machloikis, Rabbi Yossi, and Rameir is a mishpacha shenitma, and Rameir holds Eliyo will be megala these mishpachas, the mishpachas who were till now becheskes kashas. Rabbi Yossi said no. Eliyo is not going to say anything. So they remain kosher. Va'oit tameini. The Vada we had before, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Domar Kesef Metaya, Mamzeirim. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Kesef Metaya Mamzeirim. That means Rabbi Shua ben Levi had said, the Mamzeirim, who had a lot of money, so people married them because they had a lot of money, and that's how they got intermingled into the Mishpachet. And later, it's Mishpachas and Nitma. Nitma later, we don't know to whose puzzle, so there'll remain time. So, the Vadi Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Toma Kesem Etam Amzeirim, less like the Rabbi Yossi. According to the Ramban, Rabbi Yossi, why do you need Kesem Etam Amzeirim? Afilu Bam Amzeirim Yiduim Koma. According to the Ramban, Mamzerim Yiduim are going to become Torah. As soon as Lossid Love Elyono will come, Mashiach will come, we're Mata or Mamzerim. So this whole accomplishment of through money they intermingled is what kind of accomplishment is this? The whole Dabadi Mamzerim, they never intermingled, also become Torah. Yochi kesef lomali, v'nitma lomali, v'kula sugye kepashta alorita. The whole sugye is like this. The mishpacha shenitma bamzeirem kom. We're speaking about a mishpacha shenitma bamzeirem. And that is the machloikis of Lossid Lovei, that Eliyahu HaNavi knows who the mamzeirem are, will he be megali, yes or no? So that's the machloikis. Rabbi Yossi says he won't be megala, and Rameh says he will be megala. B'shem ha'toyma, maybe you'll say, b'shem dekaimelon ke Rabbi Yossi, afilu mamzerim vadoim toyren losid lovay. Since we passed in life Rabbi Yossi, that afilu mamzerim vadoim toyren losid lovay, mekwine lo krodze v'yosha mitarv v'mitarv kesef, maybe we'll say different. We'll say like the Ramban. The Ramban says that Mamzeirim be toilosid lovay. In this pasuk that we're speaking about, that kesef helps, that money helps, and through money they intermingle, and mishpachas nitmo nitmo, that is going on avodim, not by Mamzeirim. But the like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The ilo lenitma ba mamzeim anon nutzrichem lenitma v'loy lekesef v'dafilu v'adoin teirem v'noima v'shenitroik v'noima d'choma edamrinim v'shpoche shenitma ba'avodimu. So he wants to, this last kasha, he wants to for the Ramban. He says he has a kasha according to the Ramban. The Ramban says the machloikis, Rabbi Yossi and Rameir is by Mamzeirim Vadoim. Rameir holds Mamzeirim Vadoim Losid Lovay will remain possible. Rabbi Yossi says they'll become Toy Losid Lovay. But Mishpoche Shenitmo, there's no need of Mishpoche Shenitmo. That was his kasha. So we'll say Mishpoche Shenitmo is going on Avodim. The way the Ramban had said that only be Metayer Mamzeirim And Chalolim, they're from Klal Yisrael, but they won't be Metayer Avodim, because they're not from Klal Yisrael. And that is the Din of Mishpacha Shenitma Nitma. In Cain, he says, if that's the case, Minolon the Afis Man Hazeh, in Nitmo Ba Avodim Nitmo. So, how do you know the whole sugya till now was that his man has a Mishpacha Shenitma Nitma? If according to the Ramban, that is this pasuk of Kesef Metayer Mamzeirim is an the Yoshev Mitzarev Mitzarev is going on Lossid Lava. So if you'll say that Lossid Lava it'll be Mitzarev Avodim, so how do you know that Bizman HaZed is Adin Mishpacha Shnitma Nitma? Came in Nolan that Bizman HaZem Nitma Bavodim Nitma Dilma Kishem Shalossid Lava Yitara Kodish Volchum Amzeirem Badoim Biyiduim Kach Yitara Hametumoim Ba'avdis. Aber bis man has eloi. So the Ran is asking on the Shittes HaRamban. If according to the Ramban, that there will be la'osid lovoi, amoyra de kekula, the Rabbein Shom will be metayel, all the vadei mamzeirem. And also the Sofik, mishpoche shenitma ba'avodim will be tor, so how do you know bis man has eloi such a seder? Just like the tar of mamzeirem vadoim will only be chal la'osid lovoi. So the same thing, Mishpacha Shenitma will also be La'osid Lovoi. And the Gemara says, Bismana says also there's a din of Mishpacha Shenitma Nitma. Elevadai Mashme, so therefore he's Chaylik under Rambam. Elevadai Mashme, the Tlaktayu, the Rameya, the Rabbi Yossi, Bimitmoin. The whole Machloikis of Rameya, Rabbi Yossi, is Bimitmoin. And we paskin like Rabbi Yossi that mishpoche shenitma nitma. So memele, so laosid lovoi Eliyo will not be megala who the mitmoim is. Upshita lon, she'ein bein oilam azeli maisa mashichlin yemitzvahs klum. And we know if laosid lovoi, the Ramban said, I'm going to be a chiddush, that will be a psahol mapecha laosid lovoi. There won't be a mapecha losid lovi. Rabbi Yossi said Eliyahu Navi will come. Eliyahu Navi will have a very a clear vision. He'll know klo who the mamzerim are, not the mamzerim, and he won't say a word. That's what Rabbi Yossi said. He won't say a word. So we see from that the yisoid of mishpacha shenitma nitma. And there's no two tayres. There's no the yemaisa mashiach is not different than mizman hazeh. So that's how the Ran is Miyashiv the Gemara. So we have Bekitza, we have here Amachloikis Arishayin. The Ramban says that we paskin, let's say, la halacha, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, and Eliyo and Novi who will come, and all the mams, the mishpacha shenitma nitma, everyone holds that. That's a mutzah bizman hazeh, and that is no shaila whatsoever. Machloikis Rabbi Yossi and Rameyer is, and the vatai mamzeirim, that we know they're mamzeirim. And when Eliyo and Novi will come, these mamzeirim will become mutter. These mamzeirim will become mutter. That's how the Ramban learns. And the Ran says, Chas v'sholom, there'll never be a ishtanis between Yemais and Mashiach, and now there won't be such a thing. No, the whole machloikis, Rabbi Yossi Rameyes, is mishpoche shenitmo nitmo. And Rabbi Yossi says, that's what Rabbi Yossi is saying, that by Eliyo and Novi, even though when he comes by him, it's really not nitmo, but he won't say a word. So Memele, so we see from Eliyahu Novi, mum's the word, you don't speak anything, you're not Megala, those who got mingled in the other Mishpoches, and that's how we paskin, and that's what Rabbi Yossi said, at Baruch Hashem, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, because if it wouldn't be like that, so we'd have from the most Choshev of Mishpoches, it'd be torn out, Chaburis of Psulim from the most Choshev of Mishpoches. This is the Shita Sara. Now, I'd just like to mention, because Chazon Ish asks a kasha on the Ram. Amir de Kekasha. We have here a machlokes Rabbi Yossi and Rameyer, and Rabbi Yossi brought a raya from a posse. Zarakti aleichem mayim toirem o taharten. Atayer eschem. So I have a posse, atayer eschem. Rek, so weiss doch heus, this is pin balos in love, zarakti aleichem va atayer eschem. Fregt der Chazon Ish, Bishleim, according to the Ramban, is very good. La'os, lovi, will be, a new Seder, the Rabbein Shom be mat to all the body members. Ooh, that's what I asked them. Rabbi Yossi had a posik, Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold up the posik. But according to the Ram, according to the Ran, Rabbi Yossi is speaking about Mishpachas Nitmo Nitmo. And Elio is not going to say a word. And therefore we know now also Mishpachas Nitmo Nitmo. There's a chilek between Lossid Lovoi and Bimaisa Mashiach and now. So just like Elio, if we don't know, Elio won't open up his mouth. So the same thing, if no one knows, you also you shouldn't open up your mouth. And Mishpachas Nitmo Nitmo. So what's the Vatayr Eschef? It seems Lossid Lovoi will be a new Tare. So the Chazon Ish asks according to the Ran, what's going to be the new Tara? Amir the Kekash. Bless you. He says he wants to say it. That could be. We had learned that, the Ran said before that, even though Mishpachas and Nitmo, but Lemaise, the Chachamim were Megala for Talmideim. The Talmideim, the Bneim, once in 7 years, they told them, this was a mishpacha shenitma. So the Ran had said, why are you telling them it was mutter? Why do you have to tell them? So the Ran said, even though they're mutter, but there's no ashras ashrina on these people, that means they're not a ideal. So that's why, ein azera muchan lekdusha letara, שאני קדוש ברוך הוא משך שכינוס המשפחת המיוחוסי שבישראל. So ממילא, so in this event, there's no difference. It's all mutter, but in, there are some which are great be. There's others where they're not מוכן לקדושה לתארה, there's no אשרוס השכין on them. And that's why they were מגלה to the Talmidim, that you should try for someone more suitable, that there is more potential. So the Chazon Ish wants to say, so it could be that's the Atayr Eschem, that they'll also become Roy Lashkos Hashchim. And that's what Chazon Ish wants to type, according to the Ran. Let us go further. Tano Rabbono. Ger Noisei Mamzeres Divrei Rabbi Yosi. A ger is permitted to marry a mamzeres, and we'll see soon, because Rabbi Yosi holds kahal gerim laikri kol, says lo yovei mamzer bekal Hashem, and kahal gerim is not called a kol. We'll see later kahanim levim israel, that's called kal Hashem. Gerim are not called kal Hashem. So memele, no israel for a ger to marry mamzeres. Do Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda imer ger lo yisa mamzeres. A ger is not permitted to marry mamzeres. We'll see later. Rabbi Yehuda holds kal ger mikro kol. So there's a lot. Lo yovei mamzer bekal Hashem includes kal ger. That's one halacha, which is a machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha number two, which seems is a dava muskin. Echot ger, echot eved meshucho v'cholo motorim v'kahanes. That means even though a kohen is not permitted to marry a geyoris. A kohen is not permitted to marry a meshucheres. A kohen is not permitted to marry a chaloma. That's a kohen. But a kohenes, a bas kohen, she's allowed to marry a ger, a meshucher, and a chaloma. Now let us see Rashi. Look Rashi. Ger noise mamzeres, the kasova, kahal gerim leikriko. But, yes, so he says, so therefore you're allowed to marry. But, vahav lad mamzer, the child will be a mamzer, the chsiv loya loicha chapsula. I mean, there's no iser, but in uchasichis, loya loicha chapsula, leisa mamzeres. And you don't leisa mamzeres, kasova, the kahal gerim leikriko. Umutorim bekehenes. These three are mutter bekehenes. Va'af al-pi, shekahanim asurim begiyoires umishucheres lachalobet. Ekosova lehuzaru kehenes ksheres linosei lepsulo. That a kehenes is not muzer to marry psulim. Loison shef posulene muzer alem kugeneilu. That means a psulei called as if not allowed to marry. These psulim, that there's no issur on them to marry, so there's no issur on the kahanes to marry them. Zok the Gemara Vaita. My time in the Rabbi Yosi. What's the time of Rabbi Yosi The Rabbi Yossi holds that Kahal Geirim Leikri Kol. So the Gemara says, Chamishi Kol Iksivi. It says five times, by Psulei Kol, Leyovi Mamza Bekal Hashem. And by other Psulim, by the Shlishi Yavosin Rashi Adaimi Mitzri, it says five times Aloshin Kol. Chamishi Kol Iksivi. Chad Lekahanim. V'chad l'levim, v'chad l'yisraelim, v'chad l'mishri mamzer b'shtuki. One pasuk is coming to tell us that a mamzer is permitted in a shtuki, which is a sofek mamzer. A shtuki is the mother's a pnuya. I don't know who the father was. Could be he was a posel, could be he was a kosher. V'chad l'mishri shtuki. So a mamzer's mutter b'shtuki. And since I used up all these five psukim, so I don't have a pasuk for Kahal Geirim, so Kahal Geirim lo yikri kol. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Chamishe Kaholi Ksivi, Kavei Azores Psule Yuchsin. When the Torah spoke about Yuchsin, Rayovi Mamza Bekal Hashem, Rayovi Loi Bekol, Rayovi Amoini Umay Avi Bekol, that's three, Rayovi Lem Bekol, that's four, the Shlishi Yovi Lem Bekol, the Mitzri Vadoimi, that's five. So it's five times when it says Psula Yuchsin, it mentions Kol. So Rashi says it's a sixth time. The Kohol, the Gabi, Petsua Dake, Loichoshe, the Lav, Min Psule, Yuchsen, Komishtoi. This Posik is not speaking about Psule Yuchsen. Psua Dake is also a Lovay, not Mitam Psule Yuchsen. So, my Shvaga wanted to say that could be Rashi means as follows. We have here a Posik. We have a sugya. The Gemara says chad lekahanim. That means if it would say one posik mamzel leyovi bekal Hashem, it just once kal Hashem, that's kahanim. Leviim mamzel is muta. As it says another posik leviim. By Yisraelim could be it's muta. As he says a third posik the Yisraelim also. I don't have a posik on geirim. So he wanted to say, in Psula Yichus, I need a limud that each kohol, the Torah was makbid on the mingling of this Psul Yichus and their kohol. That means, I would think, a mamzer is a Psul Yichus, he's a Psul Yichus. Maybe the Torah asked in Kal Hashem means Kahanim. They're not permitted to in Kahal Kahanim, it's not permitted to mingle up so Yichus, of Mamzerim, of Mayavi, Adoimi. In this Kahal, you can't bring in Psula Yichus. In a smaller Kahal, in a lesser Kahal, that they don't have this Darge of Kahanim, this is Kal Hashem. So, Kal Hashem, the Torah asked Psul Yichus. Because these are the elite of Klal Yisrael. Levim, but not this Dagen, so could be the Torah didn't ask Psul Yichus. Yisraelim could be the Torah didn't ask. So you need special psukim that in each Darga of, that means each lower Darga of Kol, there's also the Torah asked also a Psul Yichus. And Gerim, Gerim are worse than Yisraelim, so they're the Tezunas of Psul Yichus. But a Psul Dake, Rashi says, this is not a Psul Yichus. This is a Psul Dake is also Lomi Bekol. It's not Mitzad Yichusoi. A Psul Dake, Mitzad Mumshaboy, the Tezunasadim. So if it's not Mitzad Yichusoi, there's no Svore to differentiate this call or this call. This is some amele, so all these, so that's why I don't cheshben with this cult of Tzvodak Leah. There means the other Bekal Hashem. He's not allowed to marry a Yid. The end of Kal Hashem that's not speaking about a specific cult. That's L'chayra what Rashi means. Let us see what Tosfos says. Chamisha Kol Iksi Perish Gabi Azores. This is the first one is Rashi. Gabi Azores Psula Yuchsin. I will call the Gabi Ptsua Dakale Choshim the Lava Psula Yuchsin Mishtoi. So Mamela, I don't need Ribuyim, that in this call also there is an Isser to bring in a Posula Yichus. Oid Oy Mari Vishum Dulay Shayech Beikol. So the Ri is very shvet to understand. What does he say? What means the Dulay Shayech Beikol? The Marsha says on this Ri, he doesn't understand the Ri. So we're in good company. So he became an Osai. What does it mean Dulay Shayech Beikol? Oksibay. Bekal, what do you mean? He said, "Lo shayich bekal." Says, "Lo yavei pitzu adake bekal Hashem." My beinoch the maisi. This is the Marsha's kasha. So the Marsha seems the Marsha answers. It's not too clear, but the Marsha answers as follows: V'yesh lefarish the breyim, the rotzal loymer, the bechol hanich the maisi. Ben kala psulim kgoin mamza ushtuki vigeirim ben kala pshem kekanam uyu yisrem shaykh b'chol kat v'kat loim abuhu kol ba'am pein apshe d'ayni yesh bu schor menekeves tzuladak lo shaykh lemikri kol kim lo shaykh benekeves b'chol d'chsiv gabei moisiv akahal yisrael and in mitl chamidrashe kol hanach kakali de shaykh b'gofayu kol. The Marsha seems to be saying that the Ri said as follows. The Issa lo yovi mamza bekal Hashem. The Yisoid of the Issa is, we should not mingle two kehilas. There's a kehilas of mamzerim, and a kehila of mamzerim means there's schorim, there's nekeves, there's. So that's a kehila of mamzerim. So we shouldn't mingle one kehila with another kehila. So now you have to know which kehila we're speaking about. Kal Kahanim, Kal Levim, Kal Yisraelim. But this only applies when we're speaking about minglings of tohu kehilas. But a petzua dake is bechlal not a kehila, because the nekevis is not petzua dake by a nekevis. So this is not a psul of kohol. It's not a mingling of a kohol with a kohol. So a mele, I wouldn't differentiate between Kahanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. I really don't understand. Let's say my Ovi is also not a kohol if he's that, because only the Schorim are also in the cave of someone. I don't understand clearly what the Marsha says. But the beginning of the Marsha is not, I do understand, he didn't understand the Ri. The Ri is saying something over here. Let's go further. Chad l'kahane. So Rashi says, midahave motzi l'michtevinu l'kula b'choda azore b'chad kol. All these things, you have special psukim. Should have said like this, l'yovei mamza b'amayni y'mayovi b'kol. Gam doir asiri l'yovei lehem others amoich the second b'kol. So let's Boys Benari, I think, is Moichik the second call, so let's be Moichik. It should have just said one call. Ayovi, Mamza, Amaini, Mayovi, Bekol. Gamdoir Asi, Layovi Lehem, Adoilom. Gabi Mitzri, Vadoimi, Der Shlishi, Yovi Lehem, Bochem. It should have said one call. And then I know. So. You could have said one call. And it said a whole bunch of kohol. So it would say one kohol. I would say, I says, now that it says, it seems that it should have said one kohol period. And then it would go on Gans Klal Yisrael. But But since now it says a numerous amount of coals, so I say chad lekal kahanim, chad lekal leviim, v'chad lekal yisrael. Di avaksiv chad avamin a kahanim kama. Ava leviim mutarim. V'iksiv trei avamin a leviim v'kahan. Ava yisraelim loy. V'chad lemishrei mamzeres b'shtuki. And once or not, so three I know, kahanim, leviim, v'yisraelim. Now the fourth call is coming to tell us that a call vadai is also in kohol sofik is muta. So if you have a shtuki is muta by mamzeres. Af al pi shezeh vadai vizeh sofik. Even though it's a mamzer vadai with a mamzer sofik, leichashinan shema zeh kosher. For also lisa mamzer, so lechere. Without a posik, I would say that a shtuki is not permitted to marry a mamzer. Why? A shtuki is a sofik mamzer. Maybe she's a mamzer, but maybe she's not a mamzer. So memela, without a posik, I would say she's not allowed to marry. The hochi darshinen mikal vadai hu delo yovei mamzer. So that's why I have an extra call to darshan. I know kahanim levim yisraelim. So it's coming to tell us kol vaday v'loy kol sofik that a mamzer is muta b'shtuki. V'chad lemishri shtuki b'yisrael. And the fifth call is coming to tell us that a shtuki is muta b'yisrael, the darshin and achi. Mamzer vaday hu delo yovei b'kol. A mamzer sofik yovei. So this vidashna shtuki is also lovei b'kol, but a mamzer vaday is also we call mamzer sofik is muta. Udiktoni masnishin shtuki posel umidrabonan kidlakamon shemayisa achayse meofe. So meikar adin a shtuki is allowed to marry a Yisraelis. Rabonan asel, because since a shtuki, I don't know who the father is, so it could be the Yisraelis that he's marrying as a sister. Who knows who the father is? So therefore, they asel midrabonan for a shtuki to marry. Baminatayre, this adrash, mamzer vadai v'loy mamzer sofik. Now let us see Taisvis. V'chad lemishri shtuki b'Yisrael. So one call is coming to tell us mamzer vadai v'loy mamzer sofik. Teima. V'ktoisis amoyer dikekashe heichi midrash shtuki b'Yisrael miyitura dekol. So Taisvis amoyer dikekashe that here this drash is a drash of mamzer vadai v'loy mamzer sofik. So what does this have a shachas to the word kol? I have an extra kol, so I'm dashening. So bishlami the fourth kol was kol vadai v'loy kol sofik. A mamzer is allowed to marry a shtuki. But here this fifth drash is coming to tell us that a sofik mamzer taisus yishonim skasha teim heiche midrish shtuki b'yisrael miyitura de kol. This is a drash from the word mamza, and the mamza vadu mamza sofik. Ishloima the makish mamza likol. Ace this kol, the fourth kol came to tell me kol vadai v'loy kol sofik. And that's where mamza is muta b'shtuki. And the fifth kol is coming to tell us to be makish the mamza likol. Just like Kol is speaking about Kol Vadai, so Mamza is also speaking about Mamza Vadai. Ma gabi Kol Matinin Kol Sofik, ochnami gabi Mamza Matinin Mamza Sofik. So we have these five droshes, and we say these five droshes, I'm using them up for Kahanim, Levim, Yisraelim, and Mamza Bishtuki and Shtuki Biyisrael. These are the five Droshes. And Geirim, who are a lower Darge, I don't have a Posik. So Mamela, a Mamza is Muta Begeirim according to Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Yehuda holds Kal Geirim Ikriko. Kahanim Alevim Michat Kol Navki. Kahanim Alevim, you learn out from one kol. Why do you learn out from one kol? Because they're one shevet. So I would never split a shevet in half. It says Kal Hashem, so it means at least one shevet. So from it would say just one kol, I would say it's going on Kahanim Alevim. Michat Kol Navki. Iyatalei, some amelis, and I have an extra code. Iyatalei, le kalgeirem. So now, I have a yitzah for kalgeirem. Viboyisayim. That's one mahalach in Rabbi Yud. Ochinami, tre kolinini. They're two koholi. Aye, so how did the levium is one kol and kanim is another kol. Aye, so how do you know to be marbe kalgeirem? Ochinami tre kolinini. Mamza bishtuki, shtuki bi Israel michat kol nafke. I learn out from one posik both that kol vada veloy kol sofik, and mamza vada veloy mamza sofik. Leovi mamza bekal Hashem, mamza vada veloyovi, mamza sofik yovi, bekol vadi de loyovi, bekol sofik yovi. They have an extra kol to be marbegay. The boy is saying that. Haninami tre kolonini. I need two psukim to tell me one that a shtuki is muta b'mamze and one that a Yisrael is muta b'shtuki. The time of the Rabbi Yehuda is I don't have any extra kol. Mehoche, I have another kol. It says, Hakol chuka achas lachem v'lager agol. So we see that ager is also called a kol. Ule Rabbi Yaisi, and according to Rabbi Yaisi, chuka achas hipsike inyen. Hakol chukachas lachem. That's a kol. The lager ago, lager ago, ager is not a kol. Now let us see Rashi. Zokt Rashi. Kalgerim leikriko, loiyat alon kol lekalgerim. And that's according to Rabbi Yosi. And Rabbi Yudot, no, you don't need two psukim for kahanim alaviyim. Lo yatala the mechat kol anapke the shevet echotein bein likreis kol chatziyah shevet. That's the first mahalach. Second mahalach haninami trei kol ininu kabi kahanim levim etzrichi trei kol ledroshe. Afilu hochi yatalu chad lekal geirim. Why? Because mamza bishtuki shtuki bi yisrael mechat kol anapke chad mikol vaday chad mi mamza vaday. Ochidashin eliyovi mamze vadai, bekal vadai, ho mamze sofik, bekal Yisrael vadai, mamze vadai, bekal sofik yovi. So I use one call for these two droshes. Iboy yisay mahani nami trei kolininu, kloima lahanech tarte droshes trei kroyitz trichu. You need two psukim. One to tell me a mamzeres is buta bishtuki. One to tell me a Yisrael is muta b'shtuki. V'iloi iyata kro, v'havi darshinin mamza vadei hudalayovei, hosofik mamza yovei, elahav amrini kechol shal sveiki yisar, ala vadei, azores vadei, lilkei solov, ala azores sofik lisur. That Rashi says you need two psukim, because without two psukim, I would say, a mamza is not allowed to marry his osalovi b'kol, a sofik mamza. So just like leseichlu neveli, not allowed to eat neveli, you get malkis. If I eat sofik neveli, so it's also a sofik deraisa l'chumre. So that's what I would say by mamzeirim also. So that's why you need two psukim to tell you a shtuki is muta the mamzeres, and a shtuki is muta be Yisrael. Let's just see the next Rashi. Akol chukachas lachem v'lager, lomu l'michtav kol hoche, alameima deger akol kodesh minin dikri kol. Period. Now, let's go back to the previous Rashi. He says, the previous Rashi had said that without extra psukim, I would say that a sofik mamza is also lovi b'kol. He won't get malkis, but he's also. And that's why I need a posik to tell me that a sofik mamza is muta. So kan shayil abel, the Rambam shita is that sofik deraisa lechuba. That's the Rambam shita by all sveikis. In our Torah, it could be meiko. You can take a chance. Sofik nevela, sofik yelav. Take a chance. And you allowed to take a chance. You're not, you don't know who you to be machna. If you know it's Nevela, that's something else. If you don't know, you're so be allowed to take a chance. So the Kanshel events, why need a Pasuk to tell me that a Sofik Mamzer is Mutter, Lovi Bekal Hashem, Ashduki is Mutter to my Mamzer, you can always take chances. As long as you don't know, ignorance is bliss. I mean, that's as I come to Chais according to the Rambam. Because that's what Rashi is mentioning over here. Rashi is mentioning without a Pasuk, I would say you don't get Malkus, but you're not allowed to. Pasuk tell me you get it's Mutter. So there are a few Mahalchim to understand the Rambam. The Rashba brings down the Rambam. The Rambam said, Sofik deraisa lekula, how they got from this Pasuk. Huh? That's what the Pasuk is telling us. A Sofik Mamza is allowed to get married. Why is a Sofik Mamza allowed to get married? Huh? Zaraya Sofik deraisa lekula. So according to this Tshuvas Rambam, according to the Shuvas Rambam, so it comes out that here's the Makoreis. The Torah wrote in one place, Sofik is Mutter. They wrote by Mamza, but then I make a Mamatzino. All these Surim are like this. If you know, it's also. If you don't know, it's Mutter. Rashba asks on the Rambam two kashas. He's saying such a statement, so why do you bring an Oshem Toli? An Oshem Toli, if I don't know, if I ate Chaleb or Shumin. You don't know. If you know you ate Chaleb or Shoygek, you bring a Chatam. You don't know you bring a Noshim Tov. You don't know. You're allowed to eat it. Nefer of a Shaila. Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't know. Is this Chaleb or Shumin? I'm allowed to eat it? No Shaila. So you don't know you're allowed to eat it. He eats it already. Moshe Rabbeinu calls him over. Listen, you ate Sofik Chaleb, Sofik Shumin. You have to bring a Noshim Tov. You understand. If you're allowed to eat it, why do you have to bring a Noshim Tov? That's one kasha the Rashba asks on the Rambam. There's another kasha that, yes, we hit in the end of the first peirik. We have a psalach l'moish misinai sofik olis mutar and chutz loretz. I need a loch, my inertia solitz also. Sofik terayis ulukum. These are the kashas that they ask. I just like to mention a few mahalchim. If we will not say, there's other Mahalchim that say the Rambam also did not learn out from Mamza. There's Mahalchim that say like this, that it could be the Rambam that says learn out from Mamza means something else. So let us just try to for these kashas, just taking this idea abstractly. Rambam ol Sofik deraisa lekula, so we'll have a kasha, so why do you need a posik to tell me Sofik Mamza is Mutter? Why do you bring an Oshem Tovim? If it's Mutter, it's Mutter. Let's speak about these two kashas. So others want to say, others got bring down a Nusach in the Rambam, that the Rambam said, when you say Sofik Teraisa Lekule, not by Achai Bekrisis. Achai Bekrisis, you know, Sofik Achai Bekrisis, you don't say Sofik Teraisa Lekule. But, I mean, it's paying Russian roulette over here. Take a chance. So you're allowed to take a chance by Laban. By Chayve Krisis, you're not allowed to take a chance. So that's one teretz that why you bring a Lashem Toli. That's a teretz on that kasha. Another teretz that Achreinim bring, that Laloche, the Rambam Paskins, you need Ikva Isura. That means by an Oshem Toli, you only bring an Oshem Toli, you have two chatiches in front of me, you have two pieces of fat in front of me. One is Shuman, one is Chaylev. I know Klal that there's Chaylev here. The Sofik is, I mean, there's two types of Sveikas. There's one Sofik, I have a piece of fat in front of me. Could be it's Chaylev, could be it's Shuman. So such a Sofik, the Rambam old Sofik, the Raisel, you don't know. Maybe it's Chaylev, maybe it's Shuman. Then we say Sofik, the Raisel, but if I know in front of me there's zicha chaylev over here, there's no shaila about it. Now the shaila is, I'm going to take one. Am I going to? If there's vaday chaylev in front of me, so my sofik, am I going to get the chaylev? Did I take the chaylev? There was zicha chaylev in front of me. So others say the Rambam holds a sofik avikva yisure The Rambam is also made the suffix that I saw. So you bring an Oshim Tali, that's how the Rambam passes, Tavka by Ikve Yisura. A suffix of Ikve Yisura is more common. So that's a teretz on that. Now, if we will say that, let's go back to Mamza, that we took care of Oshim Tali. We had two Terutzim on Oshim Tali, one teretz, that is a Nusach in the Rambam, that a sofik of chayve krisus, you say sofik daraisa lechumre. The second teretz is, by ikve yisure, the Rambam holds also sofik daraisa lechumre. That's these two mahalchim to understand Oshim Tali. Now, if we will say that let's come to Mamza. If we have a kasha that they ask, if the Rambam holds sofik daraisa lechumre, Rambam holds sofik deraisa lekulos. Why do you need a posuk to tell me a mamza sofik is mutter? It's a sofik deraisa lekulos. This is a kasha that they ask. Unless we say the whole makar of the Rambam is for mamza. But we won't say like that. So why do you need a special posuk by mamza? So, the Marit wants to say a teres on the Rambam, that the Rambam that says sofik deraisa lekulos means you can take a chance. You can take a chance. That means, let's say, that this person, a Suffolk Mamza, this are Yisraelis, you're allowed to marry a Yisraelis, allowed to take a chance. As long as you don't know, you can take a chance. And it's mutter, you're allowed to take a chance. Fine. You have a Suffolk Mamza and a Vade Mamza, also, allowed to take a chance. Maybe I'm a Mamza. So I'm a Mela. Suffolk Daraisa Lakula means you're allowed to take a chance. They're allowed to take a chance. Zakta Marit. But what'll be, a person is a Sofik Mamza, he's gonna take two wives. He's gonna have a variety. One is a Vadi Mamzeris, and one is a Vadi Yisraelis. Now they have two wives before Chem the Benegersh. So now he's gonna have two wives. So he says, no, according to the Rambam, what's gonna be over here? I can't tell him that. You can take a chance. I'm Zicha doing Yisra. I mean, I can marry a Yisraelis, I can marry a Mamzeris, but to marry both, they have two wives, Yizicha, whatever you are, Yizicha being over an Issa. So the Marit says that's what the Pasuk is coming to tell us. Sofik Mamzer is Mutter. He is not going out. Sofik Deraisa Lekula. Sofik Deraisa Lekula means he can take a chance. That's what Rambam says. If I'm allowed to eat Sofik Nevela. Maybe it's not Nevela. Maybe it is. You don't have to be machma. That's a din sofik deraisa lekul. But if I'm zicha being over an isser, I took two wives, one of mamzeres and one of Yisraelis, and he's a shtuki, so that would zicha be yosa. So the Torah said sofik, the Torah said the kol vata, I would like kol sofik, mamzer sofik, so the Torah said it's mutter, it's a hetagomer. So I'm not taking a chance. The Torah said a sofik mamzer is mutter, nabadi mamzer and nabadi Yisraelis. That's what the Marit says. So the Shav Shmaitzer asks, he says, I don't understand. If the whole Pasuk is coming for that, the Gemara brings two kol. One kol is coming to tell me, a kol vadai v'loi kol sofik. The other kol is coming to tell us, mamza vadai mamza sofik. According to the Rambam, the first kol is telling me these both dinim. Because without that, I don't need a Pasuk, sofik deraisa lekula. Therefore, the Shmaitzer says, the Shmaitzer wants to say, really we don't have a problem with the Rambam. He says, if we will assume we asked the Kasha before by Oshim Tali. We asked the Kasha Oshim Tali. How do you bring an Oshim Tali? So one of the Terutzim was, Ikva Yisure, the Rambam never, Ikva Yisure, there's a Chomadik and Sofik. And Ikve Yisure, you say Sofik Daraisel Chumazil according to the Rambam. Zokt Shmait, Sibazayev, a Poshet Teretz. I have that there was, I know that there's a Taruvis of people. One is Avadai Mamzer, and there's others over here, and they're not Mamzerim. Now, am I allowed to marry any of these people? I don't know. I know Klo, one is a Mamzer, one is, the baby's got mixed up. But I know Klo, there's a Taruvis of a Mamzer, not a Mamzer here. So Memele, I allowed to marry one of these people. So this is Ikva Yisure. So according to the Rambam, Ikva Yisure is, you say, Sofik Taraisa Lechumre. So here the Pasuk is telling us, here the Pasuk is telling us that Ikva Yisure is even though it's Ikva Yisure, but it's a halacha of Mamzer Vadai, Veloy Mamzer Sofik. That's why I need the Pasuk according to the Rambam.